Captain Steele, this is incredible. I can walk into a room filled with people, tiptoe around them, and they never know I'm there. I see everything.
Better be careful, Chang. This is not a game.
I know, but I think I've come up with a plan. If there ever was a perfect time to escape, it's now. Someone could fly a jet and land right in New Babylon. I could get out of here. As long as God keeps the curtains pulled and the lights off, everything's in our favor.
I hadn't thought of that.
I think it's time to get me out of here.
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 121 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Incredible, isn't it?
1,200 hours palace time, and it looks like midnight.
Chang said we'd have at least some visibility. Try the landing lights.
There you go.
They're on?
Yep.
My eyes aren't messed up, right?
Nothing much to look at, Captain.
IFR all the way to the deck.
Terrific.
Naomi, your father looked reluctant when we left.
That was probably for your benefit. He knows I'll be fine. The darkness being local, it is so strange.
Did Chang say where he'd be waiting?
He said he would meet us on the end of one of the runways. And he said to expect GC workers outside.
GC? Why?
There are people trapped outside with no way to find their way inside. Chang says to prepare for people crying out.
Darkness doing that? Huh.
Miss Naomi, you are to be commended for your work at Petra. I have heard many good things.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. It is an unspeakable privilege to work with Dr. Benjuda and the members of the Council, and of course with Cheng.
This was his idea. You coming along, you know.
Oh, I certainly hope he wasn't counting on me seeing where he lives.
I talked with Cheng about you. I told him about your father, that he's not only one of the Petra elders, but he's also very protective.
Captain Steele, I assure you, I am only here to assist the cause in whatever way I can.
Uh-huh.
That being the case, I would like to thank you for changing your mind about letting me come.
Again, Chang's idea.
He is very kind.
I'm sure he feels the same about you.
This is quite strange. Can Mr. Smith see to land?
Not sure yet. It's like someone painted our windows black. Can you call Chang?
I'll have to use text messaging.
Why?
Well, he doesn't want to be overheard.
Good point. Ask if he can recommend a clear runway.
Okay.
No way to know if there's aircraft just sitting there or what else may be parked in the way.
Okay, he's saying no 32L/R runway ? Probably so he can be there to meet us.
That's all he says?
Yes.
Great. 32 is out, means 14 is no good either.
Oh, hang on. I'm not sure what this means. EALA is up?
Ah, really?
Way to go, Chang.
What?
Emergency automated landing assist. It's not normally on. He must have hotwired it.
Well, what is it?
It uses radar to put a plane on the ground safely. The military began work on it for bringing back aircraft with an incapacitated crew. System development went into high gear after the rapture.
And praise God this Gulf is ELA equipped.
Fire it up, Smitty.
Here we go.
EALA, version 7.2. Declare Mayday. If yes, no response. If no, press 1.
Just a walk in the park today, Miss Ela.
Please squawk 4727.
4727.
Tells the radar which aircraft it's controlling, though I don't imagine there are too many others on an approach.
I hope not.
Confirm radar contact. 5.6 nautical miles west of airport. Voice prompt activated.
Landing sequence? Full assist.
Runway choice, please.
Active or clear.
Obstruction on 32 left and right. please select from 21 left, 9 left, or 9 right.
9?
Left or right, please.
Left? Why not?
Autopilot on. Transponder on. EALA, full arrive. No manual intervention, please.
All yours and thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure hope it's calibrated.
Why?
You ever have one of your computers go haywire, have to reboot?
Ugh, yes.
Our lives are now in the hands of a device closely related. It brings a whole new meaning to the term computer crash, huh?
Go back to sleep.
Shh. I thought I heard something.
Let me get it. You need your sleep.
Yeah, George.
Motion detector. We've got something moving topside.
I'll check the periscope.
Careful. Don't raise or rotate it.
I'll check, Kenny.
Roger. Anyone else aware?
Negative.
We're on it. He's sleeping?
Yeah, out cold. Like you should be.
Yeah, wish I was.
You see anything?
Nothing. George doesn't think I ought to rotate the scope.
It's got that whine when it moves. Anybody out there could hear it.
Yeah, probably a false alarm anyway.
You want a chair?
Yeah, thanks. Could have been an animal, I guess. Maybe the wind.
Here you go. That's why you should just let me...
Hold on, hold on.
What?
Shh. George, 6, 7, 8, 9. Counting 9 uniformed armed GC directly above to the west.
Doing?
Not much. Kicking at the vents. They look bored.
Vehicles?
I'd have to raise or rotate.
Negative. Any more?
Can't tell from this angle. No more coming past. Only 3 still in my line of sight now.
You okay with me coming over?
Tell him no.
Yeah. Come on.
I'll be right there.
So, how'd you like that landing, huh?
One of your best, Smitty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Captain.
Chang was right. Can make out people rolling around like they're in agony.
That looks like the uniform of palace personnel.
Yeah, and a jet screaming onto the runway when they can't even see it's got to spook them even more.
It probably sounded like it was going to crash.
Well, it's likely past attempts to land have ended in crashes. That's probably why 3-2 is closed.
There's someone coming. Is that...
Neither of you have met him, have you?
Not yet.
He's motioning toward the door.
Let me get that, Naomi.
Keep your distance. Danger. Hot engine. Leaking fuel. This was an emergency landing. I'm with the hatch.
Stay back, please.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Did you all remember your rubber-soled shoes?
Sure did. Good to meet you, Chang.
Greetings, Mr. Wong.
Easy, easy. They're blind, not deaf.
Chang, it's so good to finally meet you face to face.
Hi, Naomi. While I can just barely see you, it's still nice to meet you face to face as well.
All right, you two. Let's do what we have to do and get out of here.
Don't see anything. Your spotting was 12 minutes ago. I think I'll go ahead and rotate the scope.
Be my guest.
Okay. All clear. Let's call it a coincidental contact.
Don't be saying that to put me at ease. At least 9 GC were out there, and for all we know, there were more, and they'll be back.
Hey, why not assume the best and not the worst?
How do you know 9 guys isn't the whole story?
Because if there were more, they'd be there for a reason. An exercise, a drill, something for which they'd still be there.
Priscilla and Beth Ann sleep through this?
Yeah. I might not even tell Pris, so I'd appreciate it if
I didn't either? Yeah, makes sense. Let the little women carry on, oblivious to the fact that it's time to move.
Move? I can't even imagine it.
Well, then we sit here and wait till they find us, which they may already have.
Hey, Chloe, listen. I should have let you take a look at those guys. They weren't acting suspicious. They were probably talking about how this used to be a military base. They just saw the vents and checked them out. That's all.
Oh, I hate living like this.
Me too, but what's our option? GC found an enclave of people without the mark yesterday in what's left of L.A. Executed more than 24.
Believers?
Don't think so. I got the impression it was some militia holdovers, something like that.
Those are the people we're trying to reach. And here we sit, unable to show our faces, raising babies who hardly ever see the sun. Isn't there somewhere in the middle of nowhere where the GC wouldn't even know we're around?
Well, the next best thing is Petra. They know who's there, but they can't do a thing about it.
Well, that's starting to sound more attractive all the time. Anyway, what are we going to do about what just happened?
Oh, come on, guys. You think Priscilla doesn't know you're gone and isn't going to ask where you've been?
She knows I was on watch.
Yeah, but you don't come over here unless something's up.
I'm hoping she slept through it.
Look, I'm not trying to be cantankerous. Buck, tell him.
Chloe Steele Williams is not trying to be cantankerous.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
George, please. Everyone living here deserves to know what you guys saw tonight. I'm with these wives and kids all day. Even without bands of GC nosing around right over our heads in the middle of the night, we live like prairie dogs. The kids get fresh air only if they happen to wake up before the sun and someone herds them out the vehicle bay door. You guys have to sneak around, drive 30 miles, hoping you're not followed to get to your planes. All I'm saying is that if we're going to have to defend ourselves, we have a right to be prepared.
I gotta tell you, this is baffling.
The suffering?
Yeah. Gonna have to ask the doctor about it.
I'm starving! Does anyone have anything I can eat? We're all starving.
I dare not call you by name, Captain, but we cannot afford to stop. You must come!
Yeah. Listen, I can't.
Oh, when was the last
okay.
Time you saw the
then can you make it back to our ride?
Concern.
Yeah.
Then we will meet you there.
Who's that? Who's there?
Oh, God, save me! Now I lay me down to sleep.
Shut up over there!
God is great. God is good. Now I thank
Put
him.
Put a sock in it. If you can't produce life,
oh,
then
God,
shut your mouth.
Oh, God, save me! Who touched me?
Wait, wait.
Oh, the pain.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt you.
Who are you? An angel?
No.
I prayed for an angel.
You prayed?
Promise. You'll tell no one. I'm begging you.
You prayed to God?
Yes.
I can see Carpathia's mark.
I despise that mark. I know the truth. I always have. I just didn't want to have to deal with it.
God loved you.
I know, but it's too late.
Why didn't you ask his forgiveness, accept his gift? He wanted to save you.
How can you be here and say that?
I'm not from here.
You are an angel.
No, but I am a believer.
And you can see.
Enough to get around.
Sir, take me to food. Get me inside the terminal to the snack machines, please.
Here, here, let me help you.
Don't touch me!
Why?
Oh, it's too painful.
To be touched?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Just let me hold your sleeve. Can you see the terminal?
Yes, barely. I can get you there.
Please. Slowly, slowly.
Mm-hmm.
How far?
Very close.
Oh, I don't know if I can make it.
You can make it. You can make it just a little farther. Come on.
I've been praying God will save my soul. And when he does, I'll be able to see.
Just keep walking.
In the beginning, for God so loved the world, the Lord is my shepherd.
All right. We're at the door now. Step forward.
All right.
Excuse me. There's a guy laying inside the door blocking it. Sir, can you move away from the door?
Did he move?
I don't think he's doing so well. I'm just going to push it open. Okay. Come on, this way. Oh, no. Ma'am, I'm sorry. These machines have been completely trashed.
There's nothing in them.
Not a thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Oh, God and Jesus. Help me.
Ma'am.
Oh, don't touch me.
Sorry.
I knew. With every plague, I shook my fist at God. I wasn't going to serve anybody. Oh, I've changed my mind. I want to take it all back.
You can't.
Why can't I?
I don't know. I don't understand it, but... Listen, I am sorry.
Why?
Be of good cheer. Have no fear. Your torment is nearly past. Follow the sound of my voice to the nearest loudspeaker tower. Food and water will be delivered there. All with urgent instructions.
I'll make a deal with you. I'll take over the rest of the watch if you agree that in the morning we tell everybody we had visitors.
Well...
Don't look at me, pal. You're in charge when your father-in-law's away.
Yeah, only because of seniority. I defer to you on military stuff.
This isn't combat. It's public relations. If you want my advice, I'd say do what you want, but do it right. One option is to tell your people we saw GC around here last night. But as far as we know, there's nothing to be concerned about yet.
Okay. Is that fair enough, Chloe?
So you're kind of saying treat everybody like adults and you'll get the best out of them?
Something like that.
I can live with that.
If you're really taking this watch, I'm going home and hitting the sack.
Sounds fine by me.
Sound to the right places. Please be patient and allow push carts to pass. There is plenty for everyone if we all work together. Now, sing along with the chorale. This takes the place of your worshipping our supreme potentate's image, currently not visible.
I'm not singing. I got nothing good to say about the potentate.
Hey, watch your mouth. You want to get yourself killed?
The Carpathia can't see any more than we can. He doesn't know who's talking.
He's no mere mortal. I wouldn't be tempting fate.
What has he done
for
you lately?
Separate loudspeaker towers. When the supplies have arrived, please be as orderly as possible. State your name so our personnel can record it on audio disc and take your ration of food and water.
I wonder what Ming's response is going to be when she finds out about this.
What do you mean?
Well, she's not looking to run, but if we did all head to Petra, I know that wouldn't bother her.
You talking about the ceremony?
Yep.
I thought that was moving ahead. Reed told me it was kind of set.
Well, they asked Sion to perform the wedding.
Here?
Using the video link.
So if they're over there, he's in person.
Exactly. Huh. I know everybody's trying to talk them out of it, but not me. The people who've told them not to marry during the tribulation are just like the ones who told us not to have children.
Yeah, I can't imagine not having Kenny around.
If Rhee and Ming want a year of marriage before the glorious appearing, whose business is it but theirs, right?
Hey, has she talked with you about having kids?
No. I'm sure they see how hard things are for us.
Can you imagine? Take all the prophecies and toss in a 3-month-old. Yow.
Okay, buddy. Time for you to go night-night. I'll take over from here.
Aye, aye, Skipper. Since when did you become such a night owl?
Well, beats finding out our co-op contacts have been caught in raids. Heard today about a guy who rolled his 18-wheeler off a cliff instead of letting the GC confiscate the cargo.
Wow.
So I spent the whole day at the computer trying to coordinate supplies and shippers and stuff like that. I just have less to work with every day. My being on watch is like my little part of keeping that from happening. You get some sleep.
All right. Night, hon. Wake me if you need me.
While it remains true that no light is being emitted in New Babylon, our heating and cooling systems remain functional. Electric and gas stoves will still burn and radiate heat, though you will not see it, so be extremely careful.
Smith,
I see some kind of light ahead of me.
Where are you, Captain?
Heading north of the runway toward the palace.
What's your visibility?
I'd say about 20 feet, except for this glow ahead of me. I want to go check it out. You three go to Chang's place. I'll meet you there.
Go ahead, Captain.
Personnel are to meet in the potentate's office at 1500 hours. At 1430 hours, we shall turn off all loudspeakers except for the ones on the tower near the west entrance of the palace. Follow the sound there, and you should be able to...
Time. 3:04 a.m. Looks good to the east. Hang on. What's this now? Two lights. Getting closer. It's gotta be a vehicle of some kind. Turning now. Let's see if that's the only company we've got. Okay. Only seeing the one. And he's now stopped. I wish we had a way to zoom in with this thing. Buck? Oh, I'm not gonna wake him for this. Probably just a false alarm, right? Right. Still there. Directly east of us. Which means that if I used the tunnel system and popped out the service door head next to the vehicle bay, I would be 100 yards closer. And in a lot better position to see what's up. And I don't necessarily have to actually go outside. I can just walk the tunnel and bail if it feels wrong. Okay. Dark sweatshirt. Pants.
pants. Gloves. All right, ski mask. No walkie-talkie, don't want any noise out there. Just the Uzi for peace of mind. Oh, Lord, help me or forgive me. One of the two. So cute. Sweet dreams, kiddo. Love you. Like father, like son. Dead to the world. Oh, get some sleep, hon. I'll be right back.
What in the world is this? Him. Guess that's why he's referred to as the Angel of Light.
All the systems are functional?
Yes, Potentate. The Jeep is completely operational.
Ah, well, we'll see about that. Turn on the lights.
Well, you can hear the drain on the electrical system, so the juice is flowing, Excellency, but as you can see...
As we can all see, or not, no lights. Well, if I must, I will walk ahead of the convoy all the way to Al-Hilah. I do not care how long it takes.
What's in Al-Hilah?
Who's asking? And why do you not address me with a title of honor?
Yeah, what is in Al-Hilah, great one?
You moved! Is this a game? Answer me!
Far too serious to be a game.
Ah, and yet you are now behind me again. And again you neglect to honor me. Oh, were you visible, you would already be dead. Well... Nothing more. Done with this charade, are we?
Perhaps he fled in fear, Excellency.
Yes, perhaps. But we shall never know, shall we?
That was fun.
Okay, deep breath. Calm down. Talk this thing through. Common sense, right, George? Common sense. Service door is camouflaged and can be opened just a crack. Of course, I won't be able to look east until it's at least halfway open. I don't have to worry about noise. I have a radio. Of course, I don't have a radio. Okay. All right, I'm in good condition. I've got the right clothing on. But I am alone. George is trained as well, yeah. But I'm alone. Okay, it's one vehicle. Probably 2GC a block east of here. Or it could be 2GC who are now standing on the other side of this door. Great. They found us. 2 sightings in 1 night. Okay, that's it. I have to know if we're in trouble here. Let's just step outside in one smooth motion and shut the door behind us. Breathe. And...
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Busteed. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.